I believe this program really can help to just destigmatize receiving mental health services, which has just been a huge barrier for a lot of people. Instead of going to a place and having to receive services in a way that may not be comfortable for you, with a mobile response team, you're able just to pick up the phone. There's always a therapist that answers that call and just talk about what it is that you need. And then we can kind of take it from there and see, what do you actually need? Do we need to link you to services for counseling? Do you need medication management?
This was at the Citizens Police Advisory Committee last week. That's Carolyn Sherman, the Director of Emergency Services for the Lakeview Mobile Response Team. And it sounds like a really interesting program to me. It basically, it takes, you know, it's what people have been talking about in terms of getting somebody who's embedded with the police to respond to Baker Act type calls and to go with them, who's trained in how to handle these situations, and the ability to bring services to people instead of the stigma of, you know, trying to have to bring them in. It reduces the number of times people are committed. I mean, this looks like, honestly, a really, really good thing. We'll talk about that here in a second with Mike Wood. He is a public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning. So I know we're going to get to like what's been happening recently, but let's just start there for a second. The mobile response team, to me, this seems like a really interesting idea, and it does seem to sort of hit at one of the fault areas where the police, you guys are always saying how Baker Act cases are challenging and what to do in these situations is always frustrating. So, I mean, is this something that you guys are also, I mean, I assume you're supportive of this.
Yeah, we're on board with anything that's going to make challenges at calls that we go to that involve mental health better for everybody. So, if you know, it would be great if we had somebody in the car with us every time that could help us out with that. That's just not possible at this point in time. But the chief is making sure that all the officers are being trained, and some of them are the CIT training is going to increase. So that's going to help out as well.
Yeah, all the, you know, every step here, I think, is a good step. So, you know, that's obviously good news. And we've all been watching, you know, the rioting that's been taking place, which is ridiculous. And, you know, the complaints that the police misused force, which I also, I mean, if a big guy comes at you with a knife, there's going to be a response, right? I mean, I want to ask you to comment on the particulars, but generally speaking, police responding to an armed assailant is going to have an outcome, right?
Yeah, I mean, if the police doesn't respond, who else is going to? You know, there are different issues going on with people. They get angry, they become violent for different reasons. But the fact of the matter is that once someone gets violent, the police are called. And when we arrive, if the violence exists, we've got to protect people. We have to protect people from themselves as well. And as long as somebody is being violent, the reason why they're being violent has to come secondary as to the violence itself. And it's our job to stop that violence.
No, that's a great way to look at it. Now, it's unfortunate because you have a mental health situation that goes wrong, but at a certain point, there's really nothing else that you can do, and that's why, you know, seeing the possibility of the CIT training more and seeing the mobile response teams, and of course, you guys have tasers, which this particular police agency didn't have them for whatever reason, but still, that's all movement in the right direction for us. Anything happened in the last day or two that we don't already know about, Mike?
No, it's been quiet. We even had a quiet storm for the most part. So no damage that I'm aware of in the city of Pensacola. I drove through downtown just a few minutes ago. Everything looks good. The power's on. I understand they lost a little power last night in the downtown area, but so far, so good for us in the city.
I got one person telling me they think Sam's Club might be without power. So, you know, there are sporadic outages even still, but something like Graffiti Bridge, did you guys ever even have to close 17th Avenue last night?
Not that I'm aware of. I watched the screen last night. I didn't see anything like that. I believe this was more of a wind event than it was rain.
And you guys never had to close the bridges. We never got that sustained wind to 40 or 39 miles an hour. So response was all active all night, right?
Yeah. I mean, one thing's for sure. We didn't have to close the Fremont Bridge this time either.
That's... you win. That's... I feel confident that there are a lot of people that, see, I know you, right? And so I know your tone. I think there's an awful lot of people, they first heard that and they're like, oh yeah, that is good. Oh wait. Oh man. All right.
Yeah. So you know, they came
go ahead.
They come out with a plan. I believe it was released yesterday on reopening that, and I think that's March. We certainly hope that happens quicker than that, because it does affect a lot of people. But, you know, March is earlier than some forecast right after this happened, so we'll wait and see.
Yeah, obviously we're all as eager as possible to have the bridge reopen. Hey, one thing I wanted to ask you about, every year at Halloween we're always talking about kids being safe and, you know, what to do with your costumes and to be lit and to, you know, glow sticks and parents and drive safely and all that. Are you guys expecting a lot of participation this year with coronavirus? What's your kind of outlook for this?
Yeah, it's probably going to be a lot less this year. I'm not aware of any rules saying that you can't trick-or-treat anywhere. But, yeah, we do expect a lot less. But the same rules apply. If you're expecting kids to come to your door, have your front porch light on. If you don't want them, please turn that off. And then for the trick-or-treaters, please wear something bright, like we always say, and have somebody look through the candy when you get home.
Yeah, these are all good measures. And I really don't know. I don't have a really good sense. In fact, if people want to text me at 437-1620, I'm curious. I don't really know whether a lot of people are planning to participate or not this year, but certainly coming up this weekend, it's one thing we've got to keep our eyes on. Anything else you want people to know this morning, Mike?
Hey, that's it. We just want another quiet week and hope that we try to find something to talk about next Thursday. That's always a good thing for us.
Oh, hey, quick follow-up. Anything out of the ordinary that took place at the Trump rally last Friday? I know you guys were helping provide security, and I know it was a lot of people to pack into one small place, but anything happened there that, you know, maybe didn't get reported?
No, we had a few minor medical issues, and that's, you know, you're going to have that when you have people standing for that amount of time and having to walk the distance that they did. But no security issues at all. It went well.
All right. Very good. And obviously, I always appreciate the sarcasm on the Pensacola Police Department Facebook page. We celebrate that every time it happens. Mike Wood is the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department, joins us every Thursday. Mike, as always, thank you for the time and for what you do. We appreciate your work.
Thank you, Andrew.